Okay, ladies, here we are. How do you guys feel?
I'm feeling good.
Pretty good.
Awesome. Man, I'm so excited to have this conversation with both of you today. You both are some of my favorite people. And that's why I'm so excited and so honored to start this series conversation with both of you. So, Stella, for those that may not know, is, I don't know, like a very important person here at ICP.
No.
She has many different titles here. She's our administrator, the leader of our creative team. She's also the assistant to Pastor Chris. So many, so many things, so many hats that Stella wears here. And then Shindy, Miss Shindy, is our IC Kids Director over IC Babies, IC Heroes, and IC Legends. Our babies is actually Dreamers.
Yeah.
So, and you also wear so many hats around here. But man, we're so thankful for both of you. I'm so thankful to have both of you in my life. I thought it would be fun if we started with just like a couple of icebreakers. So
okay,
for people to get to know you. So, okay, I'll start with Shindy.
Okay.
Mountains or beach? Where would you like to travel?
You think so hard, Shindy. Mountains, it means that I need to hike. Beach, I don't really like the heat. Mountains, maybe.
Mountains. Okay. So, would you rather sit all day or stand all day?
Definitely sit all day.
I will just stand all day.
Okay, so look, this one's for you. What's your all-time favorite TV show?
All-time favorite TV shows? I think How I Met Your Mother. That is like my most favorite, like
that
family,
one,
comedy, yeah. Everything that has it, so I like
that. That one is awesome. Okay, Shindy, if someone gave you $1 million, what is the first thing that you would do?
I'm interested to hear about this.
I will make a list.
So wise.
I will make a list.
Wisely.
I will make a list first, but where to spend my money.
That's awesome. I would have never thought about that. Okay, and Stella, what's your favorite time of the year?
Favorite time? Definitely December, because it's my birthday, it's Christmas, it's holiday, everything is packed in December.
I do love December.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Let's get into the real question.
Okay.
So this whole series is about conversations, and I'm so excited to have a conversation about both of you because I know that both of you have a powerful story, and I'm so excited for people to kind of get a little bit of a glimpse today into your personal story. So, Shindy, how long have you been here at ICLA?
I remember it was February of Valentine's Day 2015, so 5 years plus.
Tell me about that first experience.
The first time I came here?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Because like I came here and then I don't know what to expect. We were in the movie theaters and then I was shocked that that was the Valentine's Sunday, and I remember that was the first time I met Nemo, and then he suddenly gave me flowers, like, mailed them. So I was like, wow! Wow, that's a very, very good experience for me.
That is so awesome. I remember we used to give all the women roses.
Yeah!
We should still do that.
I think so. Yeah. I love that.
It's so sweet. Okay, Stella, you were our very first actress.
Yes.
You were like such a blessing when you came into our life. And I guess aside from like the pastors, you were the very first staff person. So tell me about that experience. Tell me about like how, you know, you were actually called into full-time ministry. Because we always say our staff people here, it's not just a job, but it's a ministry. So tell me about that.
I guess like, you know, I didn't really plan on being like a full-time ministry at first, but then like, you know, I resigned from my job, and at the time I still volunteered. I still remember I volunteered with IC Kids Together with Shindy. So it kind of just flow. So when I resigned, I was like pretty nervous on like what to do next. And then like, I have a very specific prayer to God. Like I have two. I said, okay, you know, because of my family situations, I couldn't really work like in a normal office hour, like Monday to Saturday. So I said, God, please give me working hours that I can really work at. And then like, okay, you know, to be able to afford my daily stuff, okay. Like I just tell God what is my specific things. And then I still remember Sammy suddenly approached me. I think you guys talked to Sammy, and then like Sammy just like, hey Stella, like I want to talk to you. guys. I still remember it was at Starbucks. So, and then he came with me with all those requirements that I asked for. And then I thought it was gonna be a difficult addition, but apparently it was not. So I knew that, okay, this is a confirmation from me, like, okay, God maybe called me to this season, so yeah, I guess since then.
I remember that moment so clearly because we were getting ready to take a trip back to the US for one of my kids, and we were praying because at the time, like, we were just, me and Pastor Chris were handling just all of the roles and the jobs, and I remember that moment, and I was like, I knew, like, God sent you to us, and it was in the perfect time, and man, that was so awesome. So, Ginny, I know you have, like, a similar story.
Yeah.
So, like, how did, you know, you make that decision to come into full-time ministry here at ICM?
Okay, mine is, like, so I was, as many of you know, that I was working in the supermarket field before, like for 9 years. So my previous company, I worked for 9 years, and I really love my job. But one day, I just feels like the love is still there, but the passion is not there anymore. And then, like, I think same with Stella. Like I feels like I need to spend more time with my family. Like I need to find a job that is not like 9-to-5 job, and then so I can have more time with them. And I just like have that struggle, and also suddenly I feel like, okay, I just like, there's one night I feel like inside, like it's fighting inside, so I was like, okay, maybe like I have to pray, I really have to pray about that. And when I pray about that, the next morning I woke up, I have a very strong thing, like that very strong, like I know that, okay, I need to quit. So I just went to the work, really like casually happy, and then said, hey, I want to quit. So I quit from my job, and then, but I didn't feel like, okay, I regret with my decision, no. I feel peace inside, so I know that this is from God. And then, same with Stella, one day, oh, okay, so when I quit from my job, I decided to just like hang around in the church, like helping, because it was like near December, and then there's a lot of things to do. So I was like hanging around in the church. Suddenly, I think Stella at that time texted me. I think so. Hey, could you come to Starbucks? So it was Starbucks also. So when I arrived Starbucks, I was like, wow, it's PC, Pastor Chris, Pastor Carrie, and Stella, like everyone's sitting on the table.
I remember you thought you were in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So yeah, after that, like you guys like asked me about this, and then like I think about it and pray about that. After that, yeah, I'm here in this table.
Man, that was, I remember that because even when we were talking and praying for a long time because we needed someone that could really like, that had passion for the kids ministry, that could really lead our kids ministry. And then we were like, we want someone that's just fun, that just brings like joy to the office. And so we were like, Shinny, like she could be like lead our kids department, be our kids director, and also bring just fun and excitement to the office. And you do both of those.
You know that this is another story that actually, I don't think that I share with you guys, but few months before I decided to quit from my job, I had a very strong like desire in my heart that I want, like my one of my dreams is I want to have a school. And then I have a strong desire in my heart that God asked me to teach the little ones, teach the kids. So I was so ready, okay, I will prepare my CV, and I already like look on like few schools nearby my house. So I was like, okay, I will try to put my CV there to that those schools. And yeah, God's plan, it is like amazing, like God's plan, like instead of me teaching in the school, but He brought me here. So
teach the kids about Him. It's so awesome. I love talking about these and remembering these stories, how God just ordered both of your steps. And you know, like ministry and working in the church, there's times where it's fun, it's exciting, but it's also, you know, it's not always easy. And I know like a lot of times like people don't see that on the outside. And even making that decision to come and to work in full-time ministry, it's not always easy. I remember when we answered the call to ministry to come here to Indonesia, our family really struggled with that. And, you know, but I love that both of you just had this feeling, you knew like that God had given you peace, that God had, was directing you. And so, I don't know, like, was it easy or did you face difficulties in making this decision?
The difficult decision was at the beginning, but it was of course through the process of like working here. I think sometimes the pressure gets to you because, like, you know, when they think of like, okay, staff, they think you very highly, like you have no flaws and everything. But actually, I think dealing with like people, of course you will have flaws. And like, even for me, like, I'm not perfect. Like, we are far from perfect, but we are trying to be the best. So I think sometimes the pressure does get to me, like how people view me a certain way. But I think as time goes, like how you interact with people, how you talk with like a lot of people, I think they eventually they will get it and like they understand like how you we do stuff and like I think it's getting better.
Yeah. Mine, I think it was difficult and easy at the same time. Difficult because like my whole life I was working in one place and then like it, I can say that it was my comfort zone, and then I have to step out from my comfort zone and then came to like a really new thing for me. It's like a new world for me. But like same with Stella, I think the pressure also like you know that you are also, yeah, people are looking at you, so that is also one of the difficult things. But now I think everything just flows because like God is directing us, also like help us through it.
Yeah, as time goes on, like He leads us, He guides us, He equips us.
Yeah,
that pressure, it's a lot sometimes. So how do you see that you've changed in the last, I don't know, like 5 or so years?
For me, I think the biggest change that I could see, I think even like for my close friends, they would say like I'm becoming more relaxed in a good way. Because I think ever since like graduating college, I was pretty like a hustler. Like I always planned like way before, like a year before. Like I always knew, okay, what is my next step? Like what's what I'm gonna do like for the future. But then like there was one time where one of my plans didn't work out. I don't know why, I was very sad. So my biggest chance was I didn't handle failure really well. But I guess with my community and like people surrounding, they always remind me that like, it's okay to have failures. That's why I think even like, you know, when this corona hits or something, it didn't shock me as before. Because I think once I get through that experience, I know, okay, God is still gonna be there and it's gonna be okay. Of course, like, you know, there are times where I feel like, okay, this is difficult, and even like there are times I feel like, okay, why things work out a certain way. But I know I just feel peace and I was not as anxious as before.
Yeah. So good. What about you?
I think mine, throughout these 5 years, I feel like I am more secure and confident in my walk. Like maybe back then I'm seeking for acceptance, and then I feel like insecure with a lot of things. Like I feel like I have the fear that people will not love me, so I try to do a lot of things. But I think now, like 5 years, I just like be who I am. If you love me, then love me. So I feel like I'm more confident in that. So even like in the way how I think and then how I act, I can feel like I can become more confident.
I can see that
now. I can see it. Yeah.
I can see it in both of you. I was thinking about how these last 5 years of our church and then just growing just at a fast pace, and then the events that we, you know, that we put on for the community and for the church. There was just a lot of things that where we were all pushed together. And so I think now, like, it's kind of like God's been preparing all of us to just relax, to trust Him, to not panic.
Yeah.
So even when this whole coronavirus happened and we had to go to church online or church at home, it was a bit crazy, but everybody, all of you guys and the staff, like everybody just kind of moved and trusted God. And there wasn't any too bad panic moment.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy it now.
I don't enjoy it too much.
Because we want to
get to a place where we're all meeting together. But it's good. It's really been good. And I think that's what's important, to be able to enjoy every step and every season this journey. Okay, what was a pivotal moment or like a life-changing moment in your life that you can think of?
For sure, that was the first time that I know Jesus, and then when I decided to follow him, it was like 2014, when I became a Christian. I can feel that throughout the year, every year, I can feel that change. It changed every year. Like, I can see like how God works in my life. Like the first time I can feel the call that he, like the voice of him inside of me, like he said that, hey, you have to follow me. So I get baptized. After that, by the end of the year, I can feel, like I heard him saying that you cannot be just a Christian, so you have to start like thinking about like the ways how to serve me, like how to serve the community, how to serve the people. And then like every year I can feel that, like since the beginning, like since I became a Christian, I can feel.
That's so awesome. What about you, Stella?
A life-changing moment for me, I would say, is being around people. Because I'm very, very introvert. So, being with people and loving people is not my first, like, it's come pretty difficult for me sometimes. But I guess, being with at church, like, it really teaches me, like, you know, everyone have, like, different, they have different battles, they have, like, different situations. So, you know, I cannot always look at my point of view.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of, like, point of view. So I think that is, like, kind of a life-changing for me, that just to be able to love people and be kind and always, like, think, okay, this is not just my story, but, God also, maybe I was not the best person, like, you know, God saved me. So I think that kind of grace that I need to learn. So I think being useful,
it does change things when you serve in God's church, because his church is made up of people, and people are, we're all flawed. We all have flaws, you know, and none of us are perfect. And we have to learn to live with one another and love one another. Sometimes it's not easy, but God gives us the grace, and he teaches us, and it's so awesome. It's so awesome that we get to do this all together. Okay, I have a few questions. Surprise questions.
Okay.
So Stella, what would you tell your high school age self?
Definitely not, do not think too much and not be egoistic. Because I don't know, like in high school, I think I focused too much on myself, like you know what I would do. I didn't think about my family back then. But it was all about me, so I would tell myself, like, start focusing on other people.
That's so good. I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, wow, one thing, there's so many things that I would want to tell my high school age self. So that's so good. Shudi, if you could teach a child one thing, what would you teach them?
To love. I think to love without expecting. How to really love, like, how God loves us. I think like during this era, like we all need that. Like we all need like to teach the kids how to really love. Like I always remind the kids, like love is patient, love is kind. Like be patient, be kind with people around you.
So good. For me, I don't know. Like thinking back to when I was younger or something, a thought that I had, like what would I tell my high school age self, was to learn how to love myself. Because I think a lot of times, I don't know, for me, the decisions I made, it was, I had a big lack of love for myself. And I don't know, that was one of the thoughts that came to mind. Those are all good. Love yourself. Love others. Okay, so I have one more question that I wanted to end with before we end. What have we not talked about today that you would like to mention? Like, do you have any encouragement for the people who are listening to our conversation today? Let's start with Stella.
Okay. Encouragement, I would say be patient, I guess. Sometimes, I think related to Shindy saying that, love others without expecting something, I think sometimes like we have certain expectations that we want. Okay, we want A, we want B, we want C. But sometimes, I think this season is a perfect season for us to think and just like, I don't know, just run towards Him and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do at this moment? Because, you know, we always like so busy with life, going to the malls, going, like, we just have like different things to do. But now, God just really want us to just sit there, okay, stay at home, and then you think what you want, and then you tell me. So I think that is one thing that I have been thinking a lot in this like season, just like be patient, and then like tell God what you want as well, because I know He cares, and then just talk to Him and spend time with Him more.
That's good. That's so good. So important for right now, especially in this season.
Yeah.
So what about you?
I have a lot. I try to put it all together. But maybe like during this season, like during this past 3 or 4 months, one thing that always stuck in my head is when PC always mentioned about like choices leads, feelings will follow. So during this season, your decision is very important. So if you choose to be happy, to just like be happy, try to accept the situation, your feelings will follow. So I feel like it is really like a good reminder for us to, instead of like thinking like during this season, instead of thinking like, okay, what should I do? What am I gonna do? But just like you choose to be happy, you choose to do all the things that you feel like you couldn't do last time. So choices leads and feelings will follow. And above all else, I think like seek first the kingdom of God. That is very important, because like this season, I feel like I can get closer to God more than ever. So I have to say, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else He will give it to you. So I feel so happy during this time. I know that I shouldn't be too happy.
I know, really, you should be.
But I just feel like I can be more productive than ever. Like, even though like it is never on my schedule, like to do this, to cook for my family and everything, it's not on my schedule. But during this time, I know that I could do a lot of things. I could make my parents happy. I could make people around me happy by bake for them, or yeah, little things, simple things like that.
So awesome. It's such a good message for all of us, because I think of anybody that like I've been following on Instagram, you have been like the ultimate like example of baking. We have also been recipients of your baked goods that are amazing. You've become a baker, like cooking for your family, even going to friends' house and baking together.
I really enjoyed it.
So great, always like learning, you know, new things. What else have you learned, like during this time of you, or like have been doing?
Yeah, I learned how to ride the bicycles, and then also like I learned how to like do the
cross stitch.
Yeah, cross stitch, and then like I'm ordering some like painting things, so probably I will paint.
That's so nice though.
I know.
Like, that should be a show of Shindy.
I think we need to make it a Shindy show. On hobbies. To, you know, like to be involved in during this corona time. Don't waste the time.
Yeah, don't waste the time.
So great. And then just spending the time getting closer to God, closer to Jesus. Man, that's so awesome. I know that even for me, like I've learned a lot during this season of just how to slow down and how to better, you know, organize my time and be with family and things like that. So, okay, before we end, there is something that you guys are doing at IC Kids each week. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Oh, so every week we have a life group for kids. It was a really fun life group, actually.
This week we just play like a pictionary. So it was like,
fine.
We do like food category, and then we put like
Bible story category. So they try to draw and then try to guess like what story or which Bible character is it. So it was really fun.
I think like, you know, sometimes if you like focusing on the lesson, I think the kids get bored sometimes. So we kind of like think of like how to get into kids, like okay, and like participate and like just.
We even change the worship song. So usually every week we will have like a worship together with the kids. So usually we will ask the kids, okay, stand up and dance. And this week we were like, okay, let's do some like a slow
singing,
song, singing, and then they love it.
Yeah.
all of them, I can see their mouth like singing.
Oh, it's so great. And it's so important for our kids right now that even though we can't physically meet together, that they have something where they can meet together and worship together and laugh together.
And pray together.
And pray together. Yeah. So,
Yeah, but you know the kids initiate, hey, it's not a prayer, let's do prayer.
Yeah. we almost forget about the prayer part, and then like the kids were like, prayer, let's do it, let's pray. They are always excited when we ask like, do you have any prayer requests? And then they will be like, yes, and then
they will come
in on the chat box, a lot of their prayer requests.
So important. So we have that life groups for kids, life groups for teens, life groups for adults. It's so important that everybody gets involved in something so that we're not just isolated alone during this time. I love it. I was here working one day when Shindy was doing the Icy Kid life group, and it sounded like it was so much fun. I wanted to just stop my work and go and join the life group.
It was
so fun. Okay. Maybe before we close, we can pray for the kids, and pray for the parents, and then we'll close out today.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll pray for the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Father Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity that you gave us, Lord. Father Lord, we pray, Lord, for all the kids that are staying at home right now. Probably some of them are watching right now, Lord. We pray, Lord, for your hands over there. With them. We pray, Lord, that you will always be with them, Lord, even though they are staying at home, but we pray, Lord, that you will give them wisdom, you will give them a joy in their heart, so they will be at home and be obedient with their parents, learn to how to love you more, how to love their parents at home, how to love their siblings, how to be patient, how to be kind. We pray, Lord, that after this coronavirus and they know that they are having so much time staying at home with their family, we pray for all the fun time that they will have at home, so we put them in your hands, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, God, for having this conversation, Father. I just want to pray for the parents, Father. It's just now is a very like unique situation that we are in right now, Father. But Father, you didn't just create something out of no reasons, Father. I believe that you have a purpose for every step, Father. So I just pray, Father, that the parents will have the patience, Father, and a lot of like love for their kids, Father. That that they get to spend time with them, and Father, and just to relax and just be able to spend time, Father. And Father, being parents like 24/7 with the kids definitely is not easy, Father. But I believe that, Father, you love families, Father, and you love parents, Father, and they will have a lot of grace, Father, in this time, and they will just be able to spend time with you too, Father, and teaching their kids, Father. And Father, I just pray blessing, Father, over individual families, Father, that whatever they are facing right now as a family, Father, I know that you will be watching over them, Father, and you care about them.
And Lord, I just want to pray for every listener, Father, that's tuning in today. God, I know that in this time of this isolation, self-isolation, that sometimes, God, we can become lonely and have feelings of despair. But God, I pray today, Lord, God, that as everyone is listening in and just listening to Shimi and Stella's story about you leading them and guiding them, that God, I pray that, Lord, if there's someone that maybe they're looking at their life today and they're wondering, like, what is my life about? Or where is God in my life? Lord, I pray that, God, that they would be encouraged, and that, Lord, that it would bring them to a place to reflect on their lives and seeking you, Father, for the next step or what path, God, that you have them on. Lord, I pray that you would fill every heart with peace, God. Lord, that you would fill all of us, Lord, with faith, God, a renewed faith in you and excitement, Lord, and serving you, Father. I pray that, God, if anyone has become dry, Lord, that Lord, you would renew, Lord, their fire, that fire for you in their hearts, Jesus, that this is not a time for us to grow weary or to give up or to just forget about you, but Lord, that you would reignite, Lord, something inside of our hearts, Father, to spend time with you, to pray, to read your word. And I pray, God, as your people do that, Father, you would draw near, and that, God, they would feel the power of your presence, God, that they would, Lord, have understanding of your word, and God, that you would just touch and bless each and every one, Father. God, we thank you that, Lord, you have not left us, you have not abandoned us, that, God, you are with us, Lord. And, God, you're not, your work is not finished. And so, God, we just thank you, Lord, for being here with us, for speaking to us today. And we pray all of this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys so much for being here, for being so open to share your